AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Vladimir Putin is setting his agenda now that he has been re-elected. The focus is on Ukraine and NATO.
After extending his rule in an election that stifled opposition, Russian President Vladimir Putin says Moscow will not relent in its invasion of Ukraine. Putin also again warned the West against deploying troops to Ukraine. A possible conflict between Russia and NATO would, he says, put the world a step away from World War III. Commenting on the prospects for peace talks with Kyiv, Putin reaffirmed that Russia remains open to negotiations, but won't be lured into a truce that will allow Ukraine to rearm. In addition, the president said he plans to create a buffer zone along the border to help protect against long-range Ukrainian strikes and cross-border raids. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is again calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
We must act now to prevent the unthinkable, the unacceptable, and the unjustifiable.
The UN Food Agency says famine is imminent in northern Gaza, where 70% of the remaining population is experiencing catastrophic hunger. Police in Jacksonville, Florida say four people were shot. One person is dead. It's spring break in Florida, and it was also St. Patrick's Day. Malik Benson works as a security guard in the area.
I wouldn't even expect something like this to even happen over here, so it's just kind of mind-boggling.
No arrests have been made. Police locked down nearby bars in Jacksonville Beach and evacuated the downtown area. The EPA announced a comprehensive ban on asbestos, a carcinogen that is still used in some chlorine bleach, brake pads, and other products that kills thousands of Americans every year. Gangs attacked two upscale neighborhoods in Haiti's capital in a rampage that left at least a dozen people dead. This is AP News. Flowers are being left at a growing memorial in San Francisco, where an SUV crashed into a bus shelter.
Five people were hurt. Officials say two victims, including a child, died at the scene. A third victim, a woman, died later at a hospital. An infant is in critical condition, and the driver was also hospitalized.
Very good people, like very full of life.
Family friends Anna and Rogerio Falero told KGO-TV the victims were a couple with their toddler and baby.
They were like going to the zoo, you know, like to have a nice day at the park.
Jody Madero is with the pedestrian advocacy group Walk San Francisco, which plans an evening vigil for the victims.
Nobody should die this way.
The crash is under investigation. San Francisco Fire Chief Janine Nicholson.
We don't know if the driver had a medical emergency.
Audio courtesy KGO. I'm Jennifer King.
Police in London say they've arrested a man on suspicion of attempted murder after two people were wounded with crossbow bolts in two separate attacks. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.